Get back. Good evening. Oh, one moment. I got the echo activated. Okay, good evening all on WPFW 89.3. You know you're hearing Deep Cut Earth, Wind and Fire coming out your dial. So where else would your radio be tuned to? Or perhaps you're joining us online on the World Wide Web, anywhere across the globe, you can stream and find WPFWFM.org. It is a fourth Monday, so of course that means that I'm here. I am Shug's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay. Here on this fourth Monday, kicking the sounds of Gratitude. That last track that you just heard was called Celebrate by Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's from their Gratitude 1975 album, which it was a live album, but it also had a lot of really famous studio cuts if you know about Earth, Wind, and Fire and you've heard some of their hits. Because I will say that DC Radio, beyond WPFW, of course, it still has enough credibility that there are shows that you can turn to the other, stations on your dial and in the midst of advertisements and all that kind of stuff, you might hear some Earth, Wind, and Fire depending on the station and the time of day. But again, this is WPFW. This is your community supported radio station. And so the kind of content and the kind of programming that we are able to do, it directly reflects the investment of the community and the types of things that we want to hear. That we want to experience, the kind of storytelling that we want to uplift amongst our own folks. That's all coming to you via WPFW 89.3. And in this hour, Mondays, 6 to 7 p.m., you are hit on the airwaves with the Inside Out Collective, of which I, Shug's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay, am a member of. So, what is Inside Out? Some of us may know and some of us may not, but I will tell you, Inside Out is DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial and one of only a handful in the entire country that is focused on bringing you LGBTQ inclusive storytelling. So we are a collective. Inside Out is a collective of different broadcasting hosts, and we're taking you inside of the diverse perspectives of the queer community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through music, and we do it all through an inclusive lens. I'm super excited. It's been a great year with Inside Out Collective. Before becoming a host, of course, I was, very aware and very attuning my day to the kind of programming that I get from WPFW, whether if it's getting, nuanced, citable political opinions, political education, or, wanting to hear, just enriching tunes, tunes with nutritional content, almost, I would say. That's kind of why I have, made WPFW a part of my life. But let's talk a little bit more about the music. The theme loosely of the show today is gratitude. And I'm not talking about the Earth, Wind, and Fire album, but I'm talking about the actual feeling of gratitude, of thankfulness, whatever that emotion will well up inside of you. Because this is the time of year where we kind of start to reflect on the overall tenor of this thing called 2025. Lord of mercy, can't believe we're looking at the end of November. Just talking about what brings us gratitude. I think that it actually might be pertinent and grounding to sort of like put us in a textbook definition of gratitude. I'm going to go to the dictionary. I think it's important to mention that because I'm a Google search person, and now the first thing you see that pops up on Google is AI search results. Which are basically just, this whenever you put a query into the search box, it's combing information from across the entire internet. It doesn't necessarily cite its sources. When the words are kind of like put back to you, you actually don't know where that information is coming from. They're kind of supplanting the work that we have to do to verify that we're getting accurate information. We have sort of this like generated response is the first thing that's coming up. So I know I've personally been trying to like get off of using Google for that reason, because I want to still be doing that work of verification. But anyway, like I said, I want to say that specifically, I'm going to the dictionary, and what comes up for gratitude is the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. I'll say that again, the quality of being thankful. It's a readiness to show appreciation, to not only appreciate, to have your senses turned on enough to sort of like note those details to communicate back appreciation, recognition, sort of like taking in an experience of something that prompts the emotional response of gratitude. It also prompts us to receive kindness and to return kindness through showing gratitude. So, wow, that just sort of like dialed me in right there. That's kind of like what my focus was today and the songs that I was pulling. And this question was brought to me by Velez, who came into the studio, came onto the show in September, and who recently put out an album, Mistakes Were Made. If you've listened to Suge's Line before, you've heard some of Mistakes Were Made in the show. But yeah, I was having a good conversation with him. I was saying, hey man, I gotta come to the people of WPFW, come to my Inside Out Collective with the show. What do you think like a timely theme would be? And we were talking about musical moments specifically that we are grateful for, being musicians that have worked together and encountered each other on the scenes as people who are releasing music. And yeah, we were talking about, songs that sort of like just make us remember why we love music. And of course, Earth, Wind & Fire always comes up in that conversation for me. Specifically, the song, That's the Way of the World. Maybe if you're out there, whenever I hear That's the Way of the World by Earth, Wind & Fire, oh my God, the song just starts playing in my head. I can just sense, like I can, with my sensing, I can feel the harp and I can feel the way that the cosmos is just captured in that song. It's like iconic. And yeah, like, thinking about Earth, Wind & Fire, they have an album called Gratitude. So I think in that way, it kind of made my programming job a little bit easy and wanting to like evoke some thankfulness. And I said, let me go to Gratitude. Let me pull a couple tracks for the day. Of course, we started off with Celebration. Later in the set, I'm going to have Gratitude, the title track, come up. But again, I'll say some facts about the album and then let's listen in. Gratitude came out in 1975. It's a double album. Specifically, there's some live album cuts from this record of the Earth, Wind & Fire classic catalog. And their live cuts are just as known and associated with them as their produced cut, which to me, that's the mark of the greatest musicians of all time, is you can go listen to them live, play down an arrangement, and it's just as emphatic, important, iconic as their produced hit. So, from that album, The Reasons live, if you ever heard that long version of The Reasons, and there's the saxophone solo going back and forth with Philip Bailey at the end. If you don't know that, go listen to it after my show and just let it be with you. But also Devotion is on there. The Ramsey Lewis tune, Sun Goddess, all of that is on this Gratitude album. But I decided to go to some of the deeper produced cuts, produced by Maurice White, the band leader, and Charles Stepney. And let's listen to the title track of Gratitude by Earth, Wind & Fire right now on WPFW 89.3. This is Suge's Line for Inside Out Collective.
Wild Bike Girl, yeah. Yeah, that's a good life for a bigger way. You wanna make a way, gotta make
which I just heard was Gratitude by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And that track was also entitled Gratitude. That was the title track of the Gratitude album, Gratitude. And let's go back to the definition of gratitude. This is the dictionary definition. This is the textbook dictionary definition. I didn't look it up in a textbook dictionary, but I went to the dictionary. I accessed it to derive this definition that is the quality of being thankful. Gratitude is a readiness to show appreciation for and to return. That's the key right there, to return kindness. It's the quality of being thankful. It's readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. And when I hear songs from Gratitude by Earth, Wind, and Fire, it makes me grateful. It makes me profoundly grateful. And I think about the ways in which their music has soundtracked my life and will go on to soundtrack my life. And so much so that for certain members of the audience out there, you might be prompted to go look into Gratitude by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the album, if you're not familiar. But many folks already out there have had a similar experience of some of the live cuts of the Gratitude album. And it marks a particular time in the history of the band because it sort of is around the time where I would say Earth, Wind, and Fire was going into a bit of a classic period because they crossed paths with the legendary Chicago-based producer, Charles Stepney. He is a name behind a lot of incredible, excellent music. I would say, like, notably the Rotary Connection is something that comes up. But a lot of folks who were in the Chicago scene, like working on music, they were sort of like working alongside him. And he was a phenomenal composer. There's stories about him being able to like compose and write out a full musical idea without an instrument being in sight. So to have that kind of like command over your skill and over your gift, it's just, it's kind of a miracle. If I honestly think about it, but some of his production credits include That's the Way of the World. It includes I'm the Black Gold of the Sun. And I think the cool thing about Charles Stepney specifically is his family, many years after his passing, actually worked together to release out his demos, unfinished music, or like the first seeds of the musical ideas that would, you know, go on and be put together with collaborators to become the versions that we know today. And I thought it would be really nice to sort of share some of that today on WPFW. I specifically queued up Charles Stepney's just, you know, gorgeous demo of That's the Way of the World. So let's get into that and we'll keep on rolling. Thank you. You're listening to WPFW 89.3. This is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay, and we were just listening to Charles Stepney, That's the Way of the World. Man, I love that version of That's the Way of the World so much, to think about how that song matriculated into the version of That's the Way of the World that made it onto Earth, Wind & Fire's album of the same name, which is actually a movie soundtrack, I believe. I've never seen the movie That's the Way of the World. I'm sure that there's some people in the WPFW audience who are probably like familiar with that in a different way. But yeah, just absolutely like gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous song. As I was listening to it, it was just like bringing to mind like my own gratitude for music that, you know, just sort of like gets inside of you and stays with you, music that reminds you to feel in these times, and, you know, the feeling and specific process of gratitude. Again, that quality of being thankful, of showing appreciation for kindness and being able to return kindness, I think it's absolutely imperative. So I think it's a great time for me to just share my own gratitude, being able to spend time on the air with folks on WPFW. I was just like thinking, like, this is my 10th show. I've been a part of the Inside Out Collective since January of this year. And wow, it's been such a challenge and such a blessing. I remember when I sort of first got the call from other members of my collective, just being really overwhelmed and emotional, because WPFW just means so much to me. Like, I've grown up listening to this station. I've really been molded as a listener, as a thinker, and as a person in this world because of the programming that's here. When I think about some of the programmers on the station that I've heard over the years too, the level of quality of work is just so amazing. And then there's always so many people behind the scenes keeping this station on the air, from our amazing producers to the people who come in and like work the phones, just everyone really just really put so much. And we, of course, are supported by the listeners, by the folks who pour their resources into this station because it's so valuable and it's so important. So I just want to like give some gratitude for that being a part of my life. Not only to be a host, but to just get poured into by WPFW. I think it's like, it's just something that I'm, you know, that it's always like in my heart. And, you know, I'm a touring musician. I know I like will like sprinkle that in sometimes, like a little bit about me is that, yeah, I'm a touring musician. I have been across the world this year. I've been across North America, and there's no, I listen to the radio everywhere I go because it's a grounding practice for me. You know, when I'm moving through time zones and not really sure where I'm at, I listen to get the pulse. And so, yeah, I feel super grateful for what we have here on WPFW and being able to share some time today with you on 89.3. The music continues, and a little bit more talk, and just, you know, we're going to stay on the theme of gratitude, but let's go into a station break because it is the half hour on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Giving you life.
This is Suge's Line, a.k.a. Sweet Corey Bay. You're listening to WPFW 89.3 Washington. You're listening on 89.3 on your radio dial. If you're in the D.C. metro area, or perhaps you're joining us online, which you just might have heard was You're Free by Brenda Russell. And before that, we had some unreleased Black Folks Don't Swim, unreleased in the sense that that song is not accessible on the public World Wide Web, except that it is in the archive of WPFW. I don't know if y'all make a practice of it, but you can always go to WPFWFM.org and you can basically access all of the shows that are aired. You can check out some of the programming that happens here. I know last week there was a special on Sudan, on the crisis that's going on there. And like WPFW is just such a certified place to get your research and information. I'm so grateful that we have this community resource and that, you know, my curation also gets to be a part of that. But you can find that on WPFWFM.org, and you can also stream at any time of the day there from anywhere in the world. But I'm here with you on the fourth Mondays. I'm Shook's Line, aka Sweet Corey Bay, here for the Inside Out LGBT Radio Collective, just bringing you thoughts, bringing you programming from an inclusive lens. Black Folks Don't Swim, of course, is a local band, a band and really a collective with members that are, you know, doing things all across the world. Lots of folks have had different tenures inside of Black Folks Don't Swim. I'd say most recently, some of the folks in Black Folks Don't Swim were at the downtown DC Holiday Market playing alongside with Kendall Emphasis, another great local artist. I also am pretty sure that I saw Redwood had a set over at Eastern Market. So these are folks, y'all, that are up and coming. If you want to get into some new music, new sounds that are resonating feelings of just gratitude, awe, wonder, people who are making the music for you to live your life by, in conversations with some of the classics that I've been choosing to play today, go check out Kendall Emphasis's music. Check out Black Folks Don't Swim with a question mark. Check out Redwood. We are really blessed in DC to just have such a huge culture of incredible musicians coming from here. But to talk a little bit about the content of the songs themselves, Cancel My Subscription specifically invites us to consider our relationship to the things that we're subscribing to. So it's things out there like WPFW, like, you know, when that time comes around, when pledge drive season comes around and folks out there are motivated to sort of, you know, put their money into the station to keeping us able to bring programming. That's a subscription that you keep. That's a subscription you don't have to cancel. But when we think about other things that we might be subscribing to, like, say, Spotify, for example, that's been sort of my own big challenge to break up with Spotify, because every time you see them in the news, it's for the most heinous stuff. It's, we pay our artists less than a penny and they're no longer able to make a living wage on our platform and we don't care. Or CEO Daniel Ek is investing in AI drone technology and war racketeering criminal technology. That's what my monthly Spotify subscription is going to. Or Spotify is running ads for people to apply to join ICE. That's what my subscription is paying into. And okay, you want to say my subscription is paying into, you know, me being able to be the best aux cord DJ in the entire East Coast, and put my friends onto, you know, the vast catalog of music that they host therein. Or, you know, my Spotify is the way I connect with others. It's the way I discover music. All these things we want to believe, but we have to look underlying at what our subscriptions are doing, about what putting that money into different corporations that are very much the antithesis of what community sustainability is, what uplifting ourselves are, what enriching ourselves and our community for. A lot of folks, myself included, in the current capitalist paradigm, we're subscribing to things that are not sort of putting us in the right direction. So, that song is definitely an indication to an invitation to just really like reconsider some of those things. So I'm happy to play that today. And yeah, You're Free by Brenda Russell. It's just exactly that. We're absolutely free and we're accountable to the decisions that we make. So case in point, that brings me to sort of like my thoughts about, you know, this coming week. Right now, we have a so-called holiday on Thursday. But it's very hard to actually know and actually sit with and take in what the so-called Thanksgiving holiday means, and what that represents in American history, specifically if you think about, you know, genocide of indigenous Native Americans, if you think of all those things that were sort of going on in that period, and the rebrand of that into a holiday where we watch football and we eat turkey and we basically do the work of oppressors by participating and sort of culturally underpinning like commemoration of something that is really just, yeah, violent. We kind of participate in that. I feel that I am implicated and I'm participating in that when I choose to sort of continue in that as my tradition. I think that, like, listening to You're Free by Brenda Russell and just feeling gratitude for, you know, my agency, really, that's something that I want to invite our consideration of is, yeah, when we are making choices at the center of our lives, when gratitude empowers us specifically to feel more grounded, to show appreciation, which I think showing appreciation requires us to engage with the details, to know what we're talking about, to, like, you know, encounter things on every single layer in a way that ultimately empowers us to receive and to also return kindness. It's really kind of got me interrogating what my own relationship is to the holiday, so-called holiday. And yeah, I think that this year for me, I'm just choosing to do something different. I can't even say that this is like a unique thought. I'm in a community. I think another important thing to note about Suge's line, Sweet Corey Bay, is I'm broadcasting to you all every week from Fair Philadelphia. Usually, you know, I'm from Prince George's County, Maryland. I grew up in the DC metro area, playing in DC and all of that, but I usually am coming to y'all from Philly. There's a really great scene here of artists and organizers, and some of my folks here are leading sort of my thoughts around, yeah, just trying to reinterrogate what does it mean to engage with a so-called holiday like Thanksgiving, and be very, like, just serious about it, or like, you know, adding to the rebrand of Thanksgiving. I just don't really want to do that. So let's get into some more music that sparks my own gratitude, my own thought processes, with If Only For One Night by Brenda Russell. So yeah, I'm imagining if only for one night, that Thursday night is just going to be Thursday night. And I don't exactly want to celebrate Thanksgiving holiday, but I got a lot of gratitude. So this is WPFW 89.3. Let's get into some Brenda Russell.
Keep you near got it together. Feel mighty strong. Making for a better life. Gonna make changes. I'm to believe that I'm any more than you. Gonna make changes, make them for everyone. Search out the gladness and pass it to everyone. Just keep on.
Listening to WPFW 89.3 FM. That was Phyllis Hyman with Going to Make Changes. This is Suge Blind, aka Sweet Corey Bay, sending you love with some Philly soul sounds. I love Phyllis Hyman so much. What a beautiful spirit, what a beautiful body of work. You know, I think that that song in particular, Going to Make Changes, it's dedicated to Angela Davis. If you listen to the lyrics, my favorite lyric in that song specifically is like, the things that I want are the things that I want for you. I think that's kind of can be one of the things that sort of like blooms from the root of gratitude, of feeling ready to not only appreciate kindness that is showed to you, but to show that back out into the world is, you know, doing unto others as you do unto yourself, is wanting the things you want for yourself for others. And I think that's also an underlying theme of why this show, Inside Out Collective, specifically coming to you on Mondays from 6 to 7 p.m. is so important, because the WPFW community essentially has said to the LGBT community via this show that the things that we want, the way that we want to hear our story told, it includes you. It includes your voices in a very active, present sense of inviting the various members of the Inside Out Collective host to come on to the air on Mondays and to just sort of share their thoughts, to share everything from politics to pop culture through a queer inclusive lens. And I think that too, like, you know, sort of the theme of that song, just like, you know, if you're singing that to yourself about the changes that you need to make, the changes that we make individually are the things that we see reflected back to us. I'm thinking about the work of another absolutely incredible DC-based visual artist, organizer, Kiana Jones, and sort of with her art series, Face Yourself, sort of, again, just an invitation to sort of like look within to yourself, to make the changes, to start with yourself. And those are the things that you see reverberate out into the community around you. And that's just sort of like on my heart today to share with our loose show theme of gratitude. Gratitude is what I'm feeling. Gratitude is what I'm most excited to like usher in right now. The next time that you hear from me, of course, will be on the next fourth Monday. And that will be our last Monday of 2025. Goodness gracious, how did the time pass to get us here? I'm not exactly sure, but I was here and I showed up to it. And I hope that you will be sort of making choices over the next few days that allow you to just stay present, allow you to be rooted, that affirm your agency, that allow you to be a co-creator in the experience that you are projecting internally, and that is like sort of just shaping your relationship to the world around you, because there's a lot to be grateful for. There's a lot to show gratitude for. And if we find those things, I think it's really transformative. But anyway, I'm going to be signing off, but you know, keep it locked to WPFW 89.3 24/7 if you want to. You're not going to have a bad moment on WPFW. Anyhow, I want to end the show tonight on a moment of levity. You know, if you're looking for something to watch with your family, I would say check out the Front Porch series, Nucci's Front Porch. It's like kind of DMV iconic at this point. You can hear really amazing performances from a lot of artists. There's a lot of DC-based musicians who are playing with world-class artists, as we're known to. But anyway, I saw that Miss Patty, Auntie Patty, was on Nucci's Front Porch. So, yeah, let's check that out.
Hello, I'm David Wetzel.